You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dimitri Payet to score in a West Ham win is 6-1 from 9-2 on the enhanced odds market. And Wayne Rooney to score in a Man United win is 4-1, having been 16-5. West Ham sit 7th in the league, Dave. Could still get a Europa League place depending on who wins the FA Cup and so on and so forth. Manchester United still bidding for that top four spot, and it is in their hands. If they win their last two games, they will be in the Champions League next season. So do they win here on Tuesday night?
I think so. A lot of people have been saying that West Ham have a big price here to win this game at 11-5, but I'm not so sure. It's a similar scenario to when Manchester United played them early on in the season in the FA Cup at the Bowling Ground, and everyone thought West Ham, yeah, huge price, flying at the moment, West Ham. But Manchester United managed to neutralise their main threats. And I think they could do the same thing again on Tuesday night. Andy Carroll was anonymous in that game. And if you've got someone of the stature of Chris Smalling going man on man against Andy Carroll, I think that can work in Manchester United's benefit here. And West Ham were just so disappointing at the weekend. A real chance to still have a shot at a top four place, and they blew it with that performance against Swansea, being beaten 4-1 by Swansea. And Swansea, remember, were without Ashley Williams, who has been a colossus for them this season, and also without Gylfi Sigurdsson, who is their primary goal scorer and creator as well. So that was a very, very disappointing performance, to be beaten by 4-1. And I understand the theory behind people saying the last ever game at the Bowling Ground, energised atmosphere, should be a superb occasion. West Ham will want to go out victorious. But Manchester United need to win this game as well.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere doesn't just work one way. I think Manchester United's players will be inspired by playing in that cauldron on Tuesday night as well. And even though the doubt about Anthony Martial slightly tempers my enthusiasm, because he's even at this tender age, been almost a leader for Manchester United in the second half of the season. Even without him, I think they've got a strong enough team to see off West Ham. And I think they'll do what they always do, Manchester United, or seemingly always do when they win. And they'll win an under 2.5 goals. I think Manchester United will grind out a 1 or 2-0 win in this game.
Yeah. I'm in agreement as well, because West Ham obviously started the season really well. They've had a really great season, don't get me wrong, but their form has become real patchy at the end of the season. Mm. Last five games have won 2, lost 2, drawn 1. It's kind of just fallen apart at the wrong end of the season for them, whereas Manchester United, they are in good form. I know they're not playing brilliant football, although it is slightly better than it was earlier on in the season. Only one defeat in their last 11 games. They've won 7 of those games.
Yeah.
And they've also won 4 of the last 5 on the road. You mentioned the under 2.5 goals. That's landed in 5 games of their last 8. The reason I say 8 is because over 2.5 has landed in all 8 of West Ham's previous games. So I was kind of weighing it up, which will reign supreme, if you like. And I think Man United are more capable of stifling West Ham than West Ham running right over Manchester United, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually. And not many people take head-to-heads at this stage of the season into account, but Manchester United have an incredible record against West Ham. Love playing against them. They've won 11 and drawn 3 of their last 14 Premier League matches against West Ham. And you look at that stat and think, that's huge in the context of this game. And West Ham have failed to score in 8 of their last 13 matches in the Premier League against Manchester United as well, which lends weight to the Manchester United to win and under 2.5 goals. And it's a big price as well, 17-5. You'd expect Marcus Rashford to come back in. He was almost inexplicably rested at the weekend. And Paul Scholes ranted about that for a good 5 minutes on BT Sport. And John Hartson, I think it was. Oh no, Chris Sutton questioned the decision as well on BT Sport. And Daley Blind, who's played a lot of football recently, he was rested as well. So expect him to come back in to form that partnership with Chris Smalling. Michael Carrick sitting in front of the back four to offer protection against Manuel Lanzini and Dimitri Payet. And if that happens, I think Marcus Rojo will go back to left back. So they'll be solid, Manchester United, on Tuesday night, and I think they'll win 1 or 2-0.
Yeah, you mentioned the head-to-heads there as well. West Ham haven't beaten Manchester United since 2010. That was a League Cup success. They haven't beaten them in the league since 2007. Mm. So it's knocking on for 10 years nearly since they last beat Manchester United in the league.
Yeah, and that's why I think 11-5 is short enough. I expect Manchester United, we're recording this on Monday afternoon. I think in the lead-up to the match, they will be hammered in the betting. I think Manchester United will get shorter than the 13-10 we are quoting now. Wayne Rooney to score, Manchester United to win. Don't like that. He's looking more slow with every week that passes, Wayne Rooney, and more ponderous. I know he set up Juan Mata's goal at the weekend and led the line pretty well, but I reckon there's a strong chance that he will drop back into the midfield for this game.
Yeah.
And Marcus Rashford will retain that spot or the head of affairs, leading the line. So, yeah, I'm not particularly taken by the Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win, but I am taken by that 17-5 on Manchester United to win and under 2.5 goals in the game.
I suppose if you just wanted... would you take a chance on the 17-5? Or would you just put Manchester United at 13-10? He's not a bad price on his own.
It's a good price. Yeah, so if you want to be more cautious, that 13-10... but I actually would, I'd be more adventurous here and take the 17-5 on Manchester United and under 2.5, in all honesty, because I think they'll win 1 or 2.
All right.
To nil. Yeah.
I won't mention West Ham goal scorers then. I was going to mention your old pal, Mark Noble.
Yeah.
You went for the affairs of Mark Noble for England, didn't you?
I did. I was beating that drum on the Pump podcast, and I still get a tweet from a guy called, I think he's called Joe on Twitter, who every time Mark Noble does something wrong, he gets stuck into me. And when Mark Noble, obviously he was in the team at the weekend when they were beaten 4-1, and he had some fun with me saying, oh, Mark Noble's in Key's pocket, because obviously he did the damage for Swansea at the weekend. So yeah, I think maybe it's the right decision, Mark Noble not being taken to the Euros, but I still rate him, and he has had a terrific season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got four in his last three as well.
So if you are, listen, I wouldn't play him as a goal scorer bet, in all honesty, because that's not his usual modus operandi. He's more of a stalwart in midfield, one of those guys that's going to break up play and allow the flair players like Dimitri Payet and Manuel Lanzini to get on the ball and provide for Andy Carroll to fire home. But I think it's going to be tough, this game for West Ham. And even though I agree with a lot of people about the atmosphere, I think that works both ways. And that devastating 4-1 loss to Swansea, I think they'll still feel the effects on Tuesday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.